Hidden in Plain Sight. This is a story of women walking alone together in a wooded sanctuary near a university campus, a preserve hidden in plain sight. They were invited to a solitary walk in woods, collecting items for an altar. A collage of sound, wind, and water were entangled, indistinguishable from each other. Their conversations are peppered with questions. They wonder how sanctuary, Sabbath, is resistance. Dappled sun and wind moving leaves frame this conversation. A woman joins in later and notes, "I felt your energy pulling me here." She describes her trip to California and the different stories each mountain had to tell. She heard it in her body. The energy of the Appalachians, a nurturing effect, and the California mountains, more of a charged energy. They sit in this circle, open to new and old connections and reconnections. She remembers and recounts that Donna Haraway writes about how stories need to be told but left open for new parts of the story, different interpretations, further insights and rereadings that allow stories to be moving and living with each telling and receiving. Haraway advocates for stories that are just big enough to gather up the complexities and keep the edges open and greedy for surprising new and old connections. They long for surprise, mystery, magic, synchronicity. The story they tell is that this sense of wonder is always there. It is they who turn away. She wonders what story they're telling each other as they weave this tapestry of belonging. She wonders how deep listening to the sounds of the woods and to each other is creating a new story. In the string figure of Cat's Cradle, she uses her hands to hold threads and pass the string to another. As they pass their creation to the next woman, it changes. They let go so another can add her own movement and aesthetic. They wonder, can there be slow activism? What is our responsibility or our ability to respond? How does our need for quiet and aloneness contribute to our activism, to critical thinking and theory? Does activism need anger as a response? How are we enacting making together? How are we theorizing together? How does this passing back and forth decenter human exceptionalism?